This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In Cleveland, the staff of the local newspaper, The Plain Dealer, is bracing for big changes, perhaps something like what happened to the New Orleans Times-Picayune, which recently cut back its print publication to just 3 days a week and laid hundreds of employees off. The Cleveland Plain Dealer journalists are trying to get ahead of any cuts and get the public on their side, as Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
There are billboards appealing to save The Plain Dealer, a petition drive, and endorsements from local heroes like celebrity chef Michael Simon.
To go to 3 days a week for our paper, for our Cleveland Plain Dealer, that's a recipe for disaster.
Someone even wrote a theme song for the protest movement.
The Plain Dealer every day.
For the journalists at The Plain Dealer, this is their preemptive strike. Instead of waiting for bad news from their parent company, Advance Publications, they're trying to build a community outcry on the front end. They know what change looks like in the company's other cities like New Orleans. Big job cuts and a focus on the web in place of daily print publication.
If you have half the reporters, they're asking half the questions, they're writing half the stories.
Rachel DeSalle is a Plain Dealer reporter involved in the effort. This is personal. They're trying to save their own jobs, but they also think this is bad business.
How do you not put out a shot of your product? And if you put out a shot of your product, how do you get people to stick with it?
Advance Publications didn't respond to several interview requests. The Plain Dealer, like most newspapers, has been losing readers for years. Bill Gruskin of Columbia Journalism School says some days of the week are more popular and more profitable for a paper's owner. That's a big reason Advance cut the Times-Picayune to just Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday.
If you're a big metro newspaper right now and you're looking to cut costs in order to stay afloat, going this route makes a certain amount of sense.
But industry analyst Ken Doctor thinks this is a bad idea long term.
They will probably kill off their products slowly.
Doctor says when Advance has cut back on print days elsewhere, it has also let go many experienced journalists. As for the Cleveland Reporter's campaign to save the daily print edition,
I think that it's a noble effort. It's not likely to work.
And when I asked Harlan Spector, another Plain Dealer reporter, if he thinks the campaign will make a difference, he paused and said,
"We hope."
An announcement on the paper's future is expected soon. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.